In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
All right, a couple of things that we need to clean up. My guys from Talk Nats, they do a tremendous job. The Nats report as well. I got Rich. Talk Nats sent me something. We were talking about Pete Crow Armstrong earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And they tweeted, I'm hearing a lot of Pete Crow Armstrong talk, which is warranted. But James Wood has him beat on all of the averages.
Tell him.
On base, slugging, and OPS. I'm also sure, this is Talk Nat saying, Wood could steal as many bases as PCA. So let's take a quick look. PCA's got a WAR of 3.3. Woody's got 2.5. 56 games each. I assume that's before today. Plate appearances, Wood's got 10 more. They've got the same amount of hits, the same amount of home runs. PCA's got 50 RBI to 42 for Wood, but that, again, can be a byproduct of the lineup around. PCA's got 16 stolen bases. Woody's got 9. Wood's hitting 288 to PCA's 275. On base, 385 to 303, which is a big difference. Slugging, 571 to 563, so they're right there. In favor of Wood, I should say. OPS, 955 to 866. OPS plus, 168 to 142. I mean, both are having tremendous years. And, you know, both are going to be on the All-Star team. And maybe both will be in the home run derby. Hmm. How about that? How do you like them apples? I might actually watch the home run derby if both of those guys are in there. Certainly if Wood is in there. All right. Thanks to our friends at Talk Nats for providing that. All right. The other thing. Remember we were talking about how we have free pizza from Pupatella that Danny
Always.
Brought in on the other side. And I said, you know, got some free pizza. Well, Brian raced out there. Like, his eyes got all, like, all googly-moogly.
He shot up.
He shot like up rocket. Like a cannon. Just boom. He started knocking things over. I mean, you've never seen somebody move so fast. Only to return about 4 seconds later empty-handed. And I said, what happened? He said he looked like somebody had like beat up his dog or something like that. He's like the pizza's in the studio and they were on air. I said, oh, that sucks, man. I'm sorry. They didn't tell me that. I just assumed it was out on the table or in the studio or whatever. So here's the kind of guy I am. During the top of the hour break, I went and got me a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
And I didn't grab one for breakfast.
I didn't even notice.
And now they're back on the air again.
It's okay. Brian will get out of here at some point where they won't be on air.
I'm such a jerk. I didn't
even consider it.
You've been on the board for 16 hours. I didn't consider it because you had your bagel with cream cheese and chives and whatever. Brian just wanted a piece of pizza.
Poor
just
Brian,
a hungry, hardworking guy.
Guy can't catch a break.
See, now maybe if he said, Rooster, I have no idea. Anyway, just wanted to update everybody on that. Thanks to, again, Talk Nats for providing that little comparison. All right, back to the phones we go. Rod is in Landover on the T980. Rod, how are you, pal?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Doing good. What's shaking?
All right, so look, Rod Robinson, I kind of like him. I think if you took like a Brian Robinson, if you took him and put him behind Philadelphia line, he would easily be about a 1,200-yard back. I think our offensive line last year was getting blown up a lot. If Jaden Daniels didn't have such a quick release and if he wasn't so mobile, he would have got sacked a whole bunch of times. I think it was the offensive line. I think. With this particular offensive line, now we upgraded the line, so if we may see a difference with Brian Robinson getting more yards. But I think the way this team is, it's good to have a change of pace back for this team that probably got quicker feet, because Brian Robinson seemed like the type of back that he's not going to create a lot of holes himself. What I mean by that is, you look at Saquon, he could dance around, he could kind of juke and do all these other things. Brian Robinson seemed like more of a straight line running back. So if the line is getting blown up from the guard position or the center position and the defensive tackles is blowing our line up, Brian Robinson ain't going to do much. But if he hit a hole, he's going to hit a hole. He's a big guy. When he's going downhill, don't too many people want to come up and tackle him. So I think our line being an upgrade on our line to help him out a lot. And I'm talking about Brian Robinson. And having a change of pace back that probably got quicker feet, maybe a little bit quicker vision, would also help this team all together. But
when you say change of pace back, you don't mean Austin Eckler. You mean somebody that is more of an every down back that has, like you said, the quicker feet, maybe a little bit more of a slashier runner than – you know, a downhill physical runner after contact, right?
Right. So I think Austin Eckler do bring that a little bit, though. Like when he was in there, Austin Eckler, when them games he was missing, I think he missed like four games last year. I think it hurt the team a lot when he was gone. I think Eckler do bring that to a certain degree. You know, he brings something different that Brian Robinson definitely don't have, but hopefully with this new running back we just drafted, maybe he can bring a little bit more of that. But I like Austin Eckler with this team. He brings.
He's just got to stay on the field. Absolutely. He's just got to stay on the field. And so, by the way, does Brian Robinson now, right? I mean, again, just because you miss a couple of games in 1 year doesn't mean you're injury prone. But let's be honest, as a running back, if you're a physical running back, if you don't have that explosive breakaway speed, if you're not a great return, if you're not a great receiver, and I think he's fine, adequate, whatever, you got to have something. You got to be able to be dependable. You got to break tackles. You got to get yards after contact. You got to have the forward lean. You got to be able to hold on to the ball. All those little things, but you got to stay on the field. You know, and again, that goes back to how we started our show earlier, 2 hours ago.
You got to stay on the field. And Brian Robinson got a lot of that. I mean, he breaks a lot of tackles. You know, up until last year, he didn't do a lot of fumbling. You know, he's a strong guy. He runs people over. He bring a lot of that, but it's just, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with our offensive line. I'm going to say this. If you took Saquon Barkley and you put him behind the line we had last year, he would not run for 2,000 yards.
I'm going to expand upon it right here because I think it's a really good point. Thank you, Rod. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, pal.
Okay.
I appreciate you. The offensive line was clearly not the same in the second half of the season. There is no doubt that, coupled with Robinson not being 100% healthy, Eckler obviously was knocked out for a bunch of games towards the end of the regular season, really the whole month of December, so on and so forth, right? But there is no doubt, as Rod mentioned, the offensive line being not as good, not as healthy, banged up, led to problems for Brian Robinson Jr. Not the only problem, maybe not the main problem, and we'll have to see how internally they feel, but I think internally they told you how they feel by doing what they did. Meaning, yes, they drafted Bill, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. They could have drafted a running back earlier, but they didn't. Seventh round. Again, maybe they got fourth or fifth round value. But they added Laremy Tunsil. That obviously shifts Brandon Coleman, presumably to one of the guard spots, or at least to start to battle at right tackle with Josh Connerly, who's the first round pick. So they told you how they felt about the running back, about the offensive line. Did they tell you how they feel about the running backs? No, not like they did about the offensive line. And again, the offensive line is, we understand, is a bigger position group and a more physical position group than running backs. But running backs pretty physical too. So I guess what I'm trying to get at is, to your point, Rod, they probably assessed the second half issues as more offensive line related than running back ish related. By their actions. It's kind of like what we talked about the other day, which is everybody kept talking about edge pass rusher. And I'm not saying that they weren't interested in any of that, but it was very clear by their actions, not their words, but they never even said their words, but it was very clear by their actions that number one problem was run defense. Check. They address that over and over and over again. Whether they'll be successful or not, don't know. But they addressed it. But the number one A issue they felt was their corner. Was their cornerback position. Not their edge pass rusher. Not pass rush in general. Was their corners.
That you just traded how many picks for?
Yes. And you damn well better hope that it works out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so here's the deal. I know you were with D-Day yesterday, and he brought up the Marshawn Lattimore in exchange for Jalen Ramsey thing. I don't know if you heard any of the show. Yesterday on the way home, I was, you know, kind of commending D-Day for that because I hadn't thought much about bringing in Jalen Ramsey. A, he's a pain in the ass. B, he's 31.
He's a better run defender than Marshawn Lattimore is.
He is. And he's healthier, okay?
That, too.
But D-Day brought up, hey, if you're going to bring in Jalen Ramsey, you've got to subtract Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, yeah, I hadn't thought about that, right? Because I had kind of dismissed doing another big move at corner, especially after what they did in the draft. But when you start thinking about that, yeah, that A is a possibility, one. Two, I added a different layer to it. I said, could it be possible that maybe they try and dangle Deron Payne and add Jalen Ramsey to Marshawn Lattimore, to Mike Sanrisdil, to Noah Igbinoghene, to Troy Amos, to who else am I forgetting about?
You said Igbinoghene. You said Jonathan Jones.
Oh, Jonathan Jones. Right. So meaning one through six. Then I was driving home, and we'll get back to the calls in a sec. I was driving home. I was listening to Toby and Danny over on 106.7.
On the big stick.
Yeah, on the big stick, where they get all the Pupatella pizza that they want.
Yeah.
Anyway, And Toby brought up a good point that I hadn't, again, thought of, really. And this is because my brain is like a mishmash of all sorts of different things and ideas and whatever.
Same.
But he was bringing up, and I wanted to bounce this off of you, and we can bounce it off the callers.
Sure.
That Dan Quinn's Seattle defense.
Yeah.
How was that built? And now, he was not the head coach.
Yeah.
He was the defensive coordinator there. How was that built?
Ballhawk secondary first.
Michael Bennett was a good pass rusher. Red Bryant was, you know, a part-time kind of edge guy that was a big elephant end type position. They had fast linebackers, so on and so forth. Dallas, Dan Quinn is the defensive coordinator. Again, he's the head coach here. In Dallas, obviously they drafted Micah Parsons, and that was a...
I mean, how could you not when he falls into your lap like that?
But if you think about it, where was their kind of bread buttered?
Yeah.
Under Dan Quinn, their bread was kind of buttered in the secondary.
It was.
So
Trayvon Diggs had that career year.
Yeah. And before that, and after that, who was it that had the other corner that I'm forgetting? I got to look up his name. Had a big year, turnover wise. Not as big as
it's gonna
Deron Bland.
Yes, yeah, Deron Bland. Deron Thank Bland. You.
So my point, I guess, in saying all that is, and of course, again in Atlanta, things were different. Head coach, so on and so forth. And not everything is the same. But is it possible that we all expected pass rush, edge, pressure, this, that, and a lot of teams build their team from the defensive line on out?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that we miscalculated how Dan Quinn wants his defense to look?
Sure.
And be heavier or better or more or deeper or better in the secondary and take their chances up front?
Yeah, I mean, this is something I hadn't exactly considered was the construction of the Legion of Boom. But the more I do think about it, that is the way that this defense is being constructed. And it's very funny that Bobby Wagner is still the centerpiece and middle linebacker. Yeah. But I think Jordan McGee could step into that role. I see the vision here, and I like it. It's just, can they put it together over this next couple seasons? This is going to be the hardest schedule that they've faced in God knows how long.
Yeah, it is different though, right? When you're trying in today's day and age, most teams like the Eagles were built from the defensive line
back.
Now they had some talented corners and talented
Quinny
defensive
Mitchell
backs
and Jean,
all incredible. That, and they made a big difference, right? And even before that, Darius Slay and. They had
CJ
Gardner-Johnson and so on and so forth. But most teams are building from the defensive line and from the pass rush on out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know exactly how Dan Quinn is building this defense with Adam Peters. We know he's got a lot of influence with Adam Peters. We know that. But it is possible that he is building it in a slightly different way. And maybe it's even more possible to admit that when you look at how poor the run defense was last year, right? Oh, we're not going to prioritize the way we did it this offseason, last offseason when we're first taken over. We're going to prioritize a different. And again, every situation is different, right? He didn't have, per se, a Micah Parsons versatile chess piece in Seattle, and he doesn't have that here. Luvu is a cheap man's version of that.
Yeah.
Okay, but he's not Micah Parsons. So just something to keep in mind. All right, we got to take a timeout. We'll come back. More of your calls. I just wanted to get through that and explain that while it was on my mind. 301-230-0980, Team 980, and the Odyssey app.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
All right, 35 minutes until we exit stage left. Greg Hoffman coming up at that point. I apologize to Doc Walker yesterday for not knowing or remembering that he was in. And I said, Greg Hoffman coming up next.
Wow.
Doc was less than pleased.
Listen, I would be too.
I heard from the good doctor.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah. But that's okay. I just didn't know. Nobody had told me. All right. Craig had mentioned it on Wednesday, and I just forgot.
Yeah.
And
then that, it'll happen.
So, you
know. Speaking of good doctors, though,
uh-huh.
We got one on the line.
Oh.
Who has a question for you.
Oh, okay.
That I've got some audio for, so I'd like her to ask it.
Oh, okay. So you want me to bring her up first and then the audio, or the audio first and then?
Her first and then the audio.
Okay. Let's say hello to the good doctor, Dr. Sabah.
Well, Chris, I'm so glad. First of all, your producer, nice guy. He's a keeper.
Yeah.
Secondly, I'm so glad that.
I mean, unfortunately, they don't let us keep anybody that we actually like around here. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your producers are like the weather. If you don't like it, just wait 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yes. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt. Well, also Mad Max has to go back and get, you know, again, a much bigger paycheck with the Toronto Blue Jays. So, you know, anyway.
Oh, okay. So this is just a stepping stone, not a destination.
Exactly.
Job. I got you. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. And then, thank goodness you mentioned that you didn't say Doc was coming, because I missed him yesterday and I feel so bad. And the great Athan from Annapolis let me in on that, and the show was over by that time. So I was like, I feel really bad.
Yeah.
But my question to you is, I would like to chime in on a hockey thing that I think can be extrapolated to other sports.
Uh-huh.
So I was watching when my Hurricanes, you know, kind of were sort of left for dead,
yes.
Florida Panthers. Our former coach, Paul Maurice, I think it is,
yep.
He
yes.
was in the post-game conference. And and I didn't like, after the game, he was talking to Rendemore, and it looked like a little testy. And I don't think Brendan Moore agreed with what he was saying. And I found out what he was saying was, and I think I sent this to you on the Twitter thing, that he wanted our players not to shake the coach's hands and vice versa. He doesn't believe it belongs at all in hockey, or I guess in any sport, because it's the players that have competed against each other and the coaches shouldn't get involved. We weren't on there. And I think my, you know, conspiracy mind working, I think he actually just doesn't want Rob Brindamore and rest of the coaches to kind of talk to his players, because he's afraid they might like get like nipped on, like, you know, like free agency, stuff like that. So I was curious what your thoughts are in sports when a game is over, and football's not a series, you know, or basketball when the series is over. Do you think coaches should not shake other players' hands? Because I think they should.
It's kind of fascinating. Do we have the audio, right?
Yeah, I have. So I got the long version and then the short little summary he kind of had at the end. So here, let's take a listen real
okay.
quick.
All right.
And pot it up.
I think there's a really nice, kind of beautiful part of our game when just the players shake hands at the end. When you think of all the wars, that's not the right word, all the great competitions on the ice, I mean, hard, going after each other, and yet they shake hands like that. That's special. They're not sending Christmas cards to each other. This is nasty out there. Something very special to it. So I appreciate the risk that he took, because he's concerned that somebody here is going to be upset that they didn't shake our players' hands. I asked him not to, and he said, and he understood it. So that's what happened.
That's interesting. So that's Paul Maurice, the head coach of the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. He asked Rod Brindamore, the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, not to shake players' hands. Interesting.
Yes, it is. I didn't like it. I disagree with that. I think he's just being a little like, don't talk to my players because I got the best team in the world for three straight years, and don't you dare pluck anybody. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, I can see your perspective, you know, on that, but listen, in a 15-second, 20-second, at most, exchange of a hug and, you know, a couple of taps on the chest, plate, and, you know, some nice words. You're not recruiting free agents in that spot.
Yeah, and he also...
You're making friendships, possibly.
Here, listen to this, Sabah, because he kind of explains a little bit more in the beginning, so I just kind of played the summary, but here's what his perspective on it.
The last thing a player on the Carolina Hurricanes deserves is 50 more guys in suits they have. They have no idea who they are, and that's not a negative. There should be something really kind of beautiful about just the camera on those men who played shaking hands. And we should respect that. So talk to Craig Berube on the ice in Toronto. And I figured if I could sell it in Toronto, and he understood it because he's played and Roddy's played. So they both kind of get it. I don't know where it changed. When I first got in the league, you would never go shake the players. Now, some coach wanted to get on camera. It's the only thing I can figure out, right? And maybe you want to shake Wayne Gretzky's hand or something. I don't know when it changed, but I don't think it's right.
That's interesting. I had never even
you can
considered
do the
that.
Coaches. Is it 50 coaches, Chris?
No,
it's an assistant or two. Come
it's not, but I mean, you got your assistants, you got your trainers, all that. It's not 50. I do understand where he's getting at, though. I don't think it's for the reasons that you think it is, but I can understand.
No, I think it's wrong. I think they should all shake hands. And just like in basketball, the coach, even when like a player's like foul out and they're like a really good player, the coach will come and like say, hey, good game. Or if there's like an injury, the other coach might go, hey, you know, we're thinking about you. I think that's great. And I don't like it. I agree with what he said. So,
now,
let you chime in.
All right. I appreciate you. Thank you, Doc. I don't have a major problem with it one way or the other. You want the coach to shake? You don't? Whatever. I never even thought about it. I mean, I love the hockey handshakes. That's part of the greatness of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's part of the uniqueness. You know, those players, whatever amount of assistant coaches, video guys, trainers, whatever. It literally is just like a, hey, man, great series. Thanks. Have a great summer. It's not like we're spending a lot of time here, conversation, what have you. But I do understand Paul Maurice's perspective. And he is, oh, by the way, as eloquent and as real and as thoughtful and as well-spoken and as respected of a head coach as there is in the game, period. Not just because they won the Stanley Cup, because he is introspective. He's not introverted. He's introspective. And I appreciate that about him. All right, we got to do a quick trending alert right here, and then we'll finish up with Paulie on the other side, and we'll see what else we can get in on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we mentioned this story earlier. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers are getting together on a deal to sign disappointing edge pass rusher Bryce Huff, who the Eagles signed away from the New York Jets to a big contract over last offseason, and Huff didn't even play down the stretch of the season, back to his former head coach with the New York Jets, where he had a lot of his success, Robert Saleh, who's once again the coordinator in San Francisco under Kyle Shanahan. Huff has reworked a part of his deal to make the deal happen. It is not official yet, but the 49ers continue to retool their defensive line. And again, maybe Huff gets an opportunity to go back with somebody that he had great success with, leading to him signing a 3-year, $51 million deal with the Eagles last offseason, only had 13 tackles, 2.5 sacks in 12 games with 6 starts. Meanwhile, from baseball, the Nationals open up a 3-game weekend series in the desert tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. 27 and 29 are the Snakes. Washington, after taking 2 out of 3 from first place Seattle, 26 and 30. 9:40 the first pitch. Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler over on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. The Baltimore Orioles and the White Sox move their game from later this evening at Camden Yards to 4:30 because of the impending rainstorms throughout the Mid-Atlantic area. Right now, the Cincinnati Reds leading the Chicago Cubs 4-0 at Wrigley Field in the bottom of the fifth. No NBA, no NHL tonight, and that's what's trending.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed,
come to Papa,
or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
I haven't heard this tune in a while. Nice.
Good song.
You're going to go see a movie tonight,
that's right,
huh? You're going to be like Mad Max at the IMAX.
Yes.
What are you going to go see?
Mission Impossible.
There's another Mission Impossible movie out?
There's always another Mission Impossible movie out, Chris. But no, this is the last one.
Okay.
That's at least what they're telling us.
Yeah. I mean, it's just too many movies. That's too much.
That's good.
Too much to consume, man.
They're good. Quality. Good cinema.
I mean,
good action slop.
And you're going to drive, what did you say, an hour?
It's like 45 minutes, but yeah, sure.
To where?
To Air and Space Museum out in Ashburn, near Ashburn.
Okay. Yeah.
Near Dulles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
That's, I've never been in that joint.
Really?
But yet I pass it, not all the time, but a fairly regular basis.
You should go. It's a cool
There's
place.
There's a good Wawa right there near the Air and Space
Look
Museum
at you.
That I
That's,
frequently
yeah.
visit.
Yeah. I know that Wawa.
Yeah.
Like that Wawa.
Yeah. Right now, if you know, not to give them free promotion, but if you have the app, which I do.
Ooh.
And through June 21st, you get any size coffee, hot coffee,
oh,
for
look
a
at
dollar.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. They're a big Calypso lemonade place.
What is Calypso lemonade?
Oh, it's just it's lemonade that comes in glass bottles.
Is that why you
it's
guys
super
were talking
sugary
about
and super delicious.
Lemonade the other day on the
no,
show?
No, completely unrelated. Completely unrelated. Okay. But
and
I am a big lemonade
guy.
I do
not want anything super sugary, I tell you that much.
I didn't get do we ever get your take?
Is lemonade a juice? That was the question?
That was the question, correct.
I don't think it's a juice like orange juice or apple. I think it's more, I mean, it's the consistency more of, I think, apple juice than orange juice, I think.
If you put pulp in lemonade, then... if you have, so like Simply Lemonade is like the natural lemonade that they have, and there's pulp in that. So it feels
pretty liquidy, right?
It feels closer to orange juice, but as you said, it's not juice.
It's lemonade.
Yeah. I mean, it how I put it was
it's a
what?
Form
it's
of
it's,
juice, I guess.
It's lemon flavored sugar water.
Yeah.
That's how I put it.
Last night, I downed I guess it was like a 1 liter. It wasn't a 2 liter. I bought some
one of the halvesies,
Minute Maid, or maybe it was simply something or other.
Mm.
Sugar, zero sugar lemonade.
Yeah,
and I crushed
that. That's delicious.
I crushed that because
so good.
I hate sugar and liquid for whatever reason.
You're crazy to me.
Yeah, you know. I am crazy, but
but
I did crush that. I don't like sugar in any drinks at all. Interesting. I would say, just to answer the question, I would say lemonade is not, for me.
Confirm not a juice.
Orange juice feels or looks kind of thicker.
Sure.
But maybe I'm not right on that because it has been.
No.
It has been forever since I had orange juice.
Really?
I mean, forever. Because, again, too much sugar in it.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
I can find. Apple juice is hard to find with no sugar, but ironically, at like the dollar store, you can sometimes find
it. There's so much natural sugar in apples that it's...
Well, I know. And cranberry juice or mixes of cranberry juice, I can find those pretty easily without sugar. So that's what I hit up when I'm feeling juicy.
Sure.
Or Usy, like the Usos.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to Paulie. He's feeling Usy.
I hope so. Sounds like it.
Hello, Paulie.
Hell to the W, man.
What's going on,
Jesus.
What are you going to complain about
to
today?
W,
what are you going to complain about
I'm going to keep my complaints to myself.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I think what Sabah was talking about with that coach, it sounds like to me he's just an old school coach with old school values. And he went to the proper channels of asking the opposing team's coach not to do something. They agreed with it. So I don't think there's nothing to see from there. She sounds like an old school coach with old school values. That's all. You know, hockey. Hey, you know what? Each sport has its like own different set of unwritten rules type things going on. And that's probably just an old school thing for him. All right. Brian Robinson. I think Rod might have had the best call about the Brian Robinson situation. Because
yeah.
I was going to say the same thing. I think you look at his attributes, man. You know, he's a good ball. He protects the football for the most part. He's A-plus in short yardage situation. And I think it was just a perfect storm of problems with the running game. I think he had something to do with it, too. I think he does too much jump cutting instead of just making that one cut and then go. I think he cuts too many times sometimes. But I also think the offensive line was clearly not offensive line that they wanted, because if you look, they had a rookie left tackle who's no longer the left tackle. You know, like you said, between Al Greddy, Biotis, and Cosme, they started getting banged up towards the middle and end of the season. And you see, he lost Cosme for the season in the playoffs. You know, I think the most consistent guy was probably Wally, and I think everybody would say that. They probably thought Wally was the worst lineman coming into the season.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was just a perfect storm of negativity that while the running game. And also, I'm going to add this. I think the running game was a little predictable with the play calling. I would say that. So I think with an improved offensive line, I think with Cliff coming into year two in the system, and also the players being in year two with the system, motivated running back. I think the running game would be good. I think Robinson would be good. And I also think he'll be here next year also, because he's not Saquon Barkley. You know, he's not Derrick Henry. So unless he has a, you know, 1,700 yard season, I don't think he'll outprice himself to come back. And if you look what they did in the offseason, they didn't bring any veteran running backs in. You know, they drafted a guy in the 6th, 7th round. But if you look at the roster, we needed running back. You know, we needed that shot in the arm of youth at that running back position. You know, I think Robinson was the youngest guy. Everybody else and the kid from TCU, who I don't know if they like or don't like, because they cut him 15 times. You know, he gets 100 yards and then he don't play for 2 games.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how they feel about him. So, but I think, like I said, I just think it was a perfect storm of things on why the running game seemed to struggle towards the last half of the season, this past season. And also, I want to say this, man. I want to give a shout out. I'm excited about this season, and that's because of Peters and the coaching staff. Because, you know, last year we kind of complained about the roster after free agency and the draft, because we was like, man, they didn't sign nobody with any oomph. But then everybody they pretty much signed last year contributed to the team outside of Mike Davis. So if you're talking about just one player that you signed and not contributing, you know what I mean? I'm excited to see about these guys they drafted this year. I mean, not drafted, but signed this year, because clearly they said we have to get bigger up front on the defensive line.
There is
because
no doubt.
I think they want to make teams they want to make teams one-dimensional, because I do think the strength of their coaching is the secondary. You know, so I think they want to make guys one-dimensional. And coaching, I'm going to say this, last year, I think, you know, we didn't talk about this enough. We all said we couldn't stop the run and this and that. But you know what? We ended up, I think, 18th in total defense. I think this coaching staff did a good job of knowing, like, okay, we're kind of cutting ourselves short stopping the run. We can't do it. But they schemed up ways to get stops. and to keep us competitive.
Well, I mean, that's what, like, I said, you know, I mean? You know, kind of from the jump last year, and nobody wanted to hear it. I mean, yes, I know the Giants' offense is not great, but they forced 7 field goals. The Bengals' offense is great, and they forced them into field goals 3 times in the first half of the Monday night win and almost stopped them on 4th and goal. So,
when they
like
needed
every,
to stop.
Yeah,
you know?
When they
need,
right.
And same thing,
they were not perfect. They were not good enough. They
you go to that first?
Yeah.
Right. Right, you go to that first half, you go to the 3.5 quarters with the first game of the Eagles. You go to the playoff game with the Eagles. They was getting stops with the Eagles.
Yep.
They just kept turning the ball over.
Absolutely.
So I think this coaching staff, man, I think this coaching staff did an excellent job of knowing where they're self-scouting, knowing where the weaknesses was, and able to come up with other game plans to get stops and to keep the defense competitive. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the season, man. I really want to see, you know, about these free agents they brought in. Because, like I said, nobody was throwing their hands up in celebration about the free agents last year. You know, and we all knew that what the weaknesses was once the season started was the run game. And the coaching staff did a good job of kind of mirroring that. And we still won, 14 games. So,
right.
Hey, man, I'm good with it.
I hear
Down
you.
To the W.
All right.
Let's go, Knicks.
Yeah, big win for your boys last night. Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate you. All right. That does it. Well said. I mean, we got so much time to talk about what's going to happen, and we have no firm idea on what's going to happen.
We have months, baby. It's great. I mean, love the offseason.
Love the offseason is a little bit different than, sometimes it does force you into a certain level of creativity.
That it does.
And a certain reliance on list season.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you're creative enough, and if you pay attention to more than just the Commanders, you can...
Why would you do that?
Well, you can do shows at this time of the year. And it's not as awful as people make it out. It's not fun. But it's not as awful.
But we make it fun.
Make it down. Exactly. We make it fun. You got 10 minutes left in your shift.
I'm so excited. I got more because I got to do the podcast. Oh. But that'll probably take me like a half hour.
All right.
So we're good.
Okay. All right. We've got Dumb Dumb of the Day next.
That we do, baby.
To round out the show on a Friday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Hello, Stevie Wonder to round out the show on a Friday. Send you into the weekend before we turn things over to Craig Hoffman. You know what we do.
That's right.
Mad Max, have you ever been to West Memphis, Arkansas?
No, and I probably will never.
You probably want to avoid it, especially if you want to attend a kindergarten graduation ceremony, right? One of the happiest days of a young person's life, right? Graduating from kindergarten all the way to first grade. What are we dealing
with?
6-year-olds,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, I mean, ABCs and 1-2-3s, right? What are we dealing with? 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds,
yeah.
Right? Now, you don't have any kids that you know of, correct?
No, and right. I if I knew about them, I'd be terrified.
Right, my kids all went to kindergarten, they graduated high school, all that. You know what didn't happen during any of their graduations?
A fight?
Yeah.
A brawl.
A brawl between, apparently, we think, several moms.
Ooh.
Maybe aunties.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe cousins, maybe sisters, I don't know.
Sisters?
Because they were unidentified adults, 5 of them,
ooh,
that were again, unidentified or identified ultimately, and their names were given to police after a wild brawl broke out in the hallway at, again, literally, a kindergarten graduation ceremony in West Memphis, Arkansas. So think about this, people. We all know the horrible, horrible, horrible situation that we have because we give out guns like candy in this country at schools and school shootings and all sorts of things, right? Never do you kind of think, hey, man, at a kindergarten graduation ceremony, am I going to see like a table, ladders, and chairs brawl break out, right? But yet you did in West Memphis, Arkansas. And all of these people should all be arrested. They should all be thrown in a bath of hot oil. And they should be fried.
Goodness.
Fried to their puny little End. They should just be just fried and burnt oil. Just see how it feels. Get out of here. Get off of the school grounds. Act like an adult. Be a professional, for God's sakes.
There we can agree.
All right. There we go. I mean, listen, I understand you might want a better view of your kid or better camera shot. Or trust me, I've been in a lot of these. It can be annoying. You do not have to get into a brawl about this. Get a hold of yourself. Get a hold of yourself. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks to Mad Max.
Of course.
On injury loan from the Toronto Blue Jays. He'll be heading back to greener pastures on Monday.
Bean Denton, 10-1, baby.
AMAC will be back on Monday as well from his long extended weekend. And hopefully you will be as well. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Let's go, Nats, and enjoy. Be careful of the rain. Craig Hoffman up next.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.